Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 25, we were taught that so often man is guilty of drawing boundaries in our heart that we would not let God pass. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We draw a boundary line so often in our own life, beyond which we don't want God to pass. Now you think of this. Almighty God, Creator, He hung the planets in outer space, but He has a difficult time managing the human heart because of our resistance, and He gave us a free will. Though God is not restricted in Himself, He is restricted in us. And that is precisely what Israel did when Psalm 78:41 says this, yea, they turned back and tested God. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Oh, boy, I don't want to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and have that accusation above my head. He limited the Holy One of Israel. He limited the Holy One who died on the cross for his sins. He limited the one who rose up from the dead. He limited the one who loved him so much that he would take on human flesh and forever confine himself to a human body, that we might be joint heirs forever with Him. I think of the heritage of this man Nabal, of Caleb. Caleb stood up when 10 spies said, don't go into the land. He said, go. God will give it us. He trusted God. He knew what God could do. He'd already witnessed it. When he saw the waters part, when he saw the water coming out of the rock, when he saw the manna fall from heaven, he knew what God could do. For some reason or another, not only the 10 spies, but the millions of people, the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people walking in the wilderness were against him. And with all those people against him, he stood. Caleb put his life on the line for the Lord and stood, not knowing if they would kill him. Only he and Joshua stood. And only they entered the land with those that were under 20 years of age when that happened. Later, at 85 years old, in Joshua chapter 14, Caleb asked for Hebron, the mountain there, for his inheritance. You've heard the song sung, I Want That Mountain. Well, that's built off that biblical passage. And at 85, he led the charge. He led the army. He took it. And it proved, oh, yes, even an 85-year-old man God can use, leading the battle, leading the forces, charging in to fight the battle. Your godly heritage is what I'm trying to point out. Does not get you to heaven. Nor does it make you wise. Every man, every person must learn to walk with God. Every one of us. My friend, if you don't learn to walk with God, you're headed for trouble. You see, my friend, and please listen closely. Now, I always tell you to write down things. This might be something that you want to write down. But the goal of every Christian is to have a life fully controlled by the loftiest principles and highest ideals of God's Word, being dictated through our lives by the Holy Spirit of God. And that needs to be true not only in all that we do, but also in all that we are. Now, I wrote that down so that I could give that to you, only I made it personal. So let me read it back to you on the personal stage. The goal of my Christian life is to have a life fully controlled by the loftiest principles and highest ideals of God's Word, being dictated through my life by the Holy Spirit. And that needs to be not only true in all that I do, but also in all that I am. My friend, I hope that that is true of us. I hope that that is true for you, and it can be. It can be, but it is a heart and life commitment. Nabal did not have that type of life commitment, and it showed. You see, some of God's blessings may fall on my children and even grandchildren, but they must learn to develop a personal relationship with God, or as Nabal, they will become fools. Again, remember, his name is Nabal, fool. Yet, he is considered a great man by the world's standard. Let's see what the Bible says. In Psalms 53, verses 1 through 3, we read this: the fool has said in his heart, there is no God, corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. And God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. And every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. And there is none that doeth good, no, not one. You know, I sing that verse in a new way today. In my own town, I've seen now three more local churches that were fundamental, independent Baptists at one time that have turned to the contemporary. My friend, that is what it's saying here. They have gone back. You see, people in these churches that didn't go to contemporary said, we need to change, we need to change. That's not change. That's reverting to what you were, to the past. See, it's just reverting back to the flesh. That's not change. See, change is this. I ought to be more holy this year than I was last year. Therefore, my standards should be higher this year than last year. And next year, my standards and holiness should be stronger than they are this year. You see, that's change. That's called sanctification. And sanctification should be growing in us. God is for change. He likes to see sanctification growing in us, where I die daily, that he might take more of my heart and occupy it. And I hope that's your desire. Now, when I said the fool says there is no God, it's interesting that there is italicized, basically telling us then that the fool says no God. And so it's foolish to say that there's no God. Just look around, you can see that there is through creation. But it's also just as foolish to say no to God when God is calling you and telling you to do something and to do right. That's also foolish. Revelation chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Well, Nabal's a great man. Now here you see kings and great men. The rich, chief captains, the mighty, they're all part of that. And they're crying now for all the mountains and rocks to fall on them and hide them from this day of wrath. How about Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15? "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books, according to their work. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Oh, my friends, small and great. Nabal was considered great in his time, in the place that he occupied. He was great, but he was foolish. Oh, just think of how dumb it is to be small and foolish and go to hell. Oh, my friend, you're going to stand before God one day, and nobody will stand in, and you won't be for you, and you won't be able to blame others. Now, this is the one time where you will have total personal responsibility. Now, regardless of your standing in life, to walk out of this life without God, to go on from day to day, not knowing if you died, if you'd go to heaven, that is to be foolish and no better than Nabal. Now, we'll look at this later, but let's look at his end in verses 36 through 38. For there it says, "And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held the feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing less or more till the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning when the wine was gone out of Nabal, his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died." Old Nabal hardened himself against God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.